It means the apostles, and sometimes when it says saints, it means us, those who have received the message. Okay, we've become saints or saved. So what does, in the middle of the verse, he exhorts them, beseeches them, to do what? Earnestly? What does your copy say? Does anybody's copy say earnestly? Yeah? What is the word after that?
Contend.
Contend. Okay. Wednesday, I quoted, not very many of you guys got it because it's a really old quote. Well, I could have been the contender, okay? With a boxing guy, remember? It was actually Rocky who said it, was somebody else. But Rocky was a boxer, right? And every time he stepped into that ring, he was contending for something, competing. That's why contest is such a close word. He was in a contest for, what do they hand out in boxing? Belts, I think, or trophies, trophy belts, something like that, okay? That would be the award for that specific sport. What are we contending for? Yeah, of a different sort. What kind of trophies would we be contending for? Okay, you could say spiritual trophies. That's fine. And really, it's... Sorry? Crowns, right? And I'll eventually get to a verse that talks about the different types of crowns that are available. Rewards. I don't want to emphasize that. But yeah, it's spiritual rewards, okay? It says, for the faith. Now, that could be taken as for the general faith, you know, contending for the success of Christianity. But what do Christians consider successful? We just talked. Go ahead, if you have an idea. That is considered success, but I wouldn't consider that Christian success. What do we prioritize above a good career?
Spiritual
life. Okay. Otherwise, seen as being loving, being sanctified. Right. Holiness. Okay. That's what we prioritize. So it could refer to that faith as generic Christian success, but it could also mean contend for the faith, as in our own faith, okay? When we're saved and we're freed from the chains of sin, the power of sin, can we still sin?
Yeah.
Are you capable of sinning? Yes. Who can remember a sin they've committed in the last month? Okay, so obviously we're still capable of sinning. It's not like... It's now, but we have a choice, what? To please God or please self. So this could be our personal faith. So since I don't want any of you to just use this year to point at each other and say, man, they're a sinner, you guys need to contend more. I want you guys to focus contending for your personal faith, okay? Personal holiness at your age is one of the best goals. You're talking about goals. To success that you can have. Setting your feet right. What does Psalm 1 say about trees? There's two different kinds of trees. If you remember, you can paraphrase it. One by the river, which does what? Brings forth in its season. And one that does what? Sorry? Not fruit. We're talking about trees. A tree that looks like what? It's the opposite of fruitful.
It. Non-fruitful.
Thank you, Isaac. It withers, and whatsoever it do will not prosper. Okay, it shrivels up. You guys want to be like the trees that are going to produce fruit. What's the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Hey, long-suffering is another word for endurance. So what are you actually showing when you are enduring agony? The fruit of the Spirit and?
Long-suffering.
Long-suffering, yes, exactly. Okay, so the word agony is used 19 times in the New Testament. That's your second blank. I've got to stop going off rabbit trails. 19 times. We're going to look at all of them. and the way they're translated to help us understand the full meaning of the word. Because we have to understand this concept of agony before we go into chapter 2. Because it's going to reflect on the rest of the curriculum. All right. I don't know what page it is on you guys, but for agony is translated as follows. Agon, rather, not agony. A-G-O-N. Fight or fought 5 times. Okay? Agon is translated fight or fought 5 times. This is on page 6 of yours. Okay? It's translated strive or striving, the gerund form, 5 times. It's translated conflict twice. It's translated agony only once, actually. Ironically enough, agon only means agony once. It's translated laboring once. And I'm not going to say once, I'll just read down it. Okay, it's translated contention, C-O-N-T-E-N-T-I-O-N. Not to be confused with contending. It's translated race, as in running. It's translated suffer, S-U-F-F-E-R. It's translated subdued. Do you want me to spell that one?
Yeah.
S-U-B-D-U-E-D. Subdued. And lastly, it's translated contend once. Okay? So you see that contend and contention are different words because they're different concepts. Okay. We could actually translate Jude 3 instead of the way I read it, paraphrase it. It was needful for me to write unto you, Jude, and exhort you that you should earnestly fight, strive, labor, suffer, or agonize for the faith. That's obviously only the first part of the verse. But contend could be those words, okay? So he could be exhorting him. And that's what exhort means, before we keep going. Exhort. It is a strong request, okay? I implore you. I beseech you. It's almost like begging, except it's a little bit more commanding. Okay? I beg you to attend the Sunday morning service after this service. Not that most of you have a choice, because your rides are not leaving. But it's still a good idea, okay? He exhorts him to fight and strive and labor and suffer and agonize, okay? So there's a recognition that that striving, the practice, okay, is going to be painful, you know? You run, like I said Wednesday, you run and ow. If you're not in shape, ow. I worked out yesterday for the first time in a while and I was in pain. Like my muscles were shaking, okay? Oh, and I forgot to do the sit-up challenge. All right, we'll do that Wednesday. Because we'll still be in this chapter, and I really want you guys to feel the pain. All right, so the first mark of a true winner is that they contend for the faith. That's in your books, too. The first mark of a true winner, and that's what we're starting. Marks of a true winner. Because there's winners that the world see, which are those with a lot of money, a lot of toys, a lot of successful careers. And they say, look, that person is a winner. But only God knows the definition of a true winner. And the first mark is that they contend for their faith. All right.